Hello, and thank you so much for listening today to the show. This is The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, and my name is Peter Alton, your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton, and it brings me great pleasure to be able to be with you today and to be able to share with you my thoughts about how you can best control your diabetes. We have talked many times in the past about what I call getting into the diabetic sweet spot. The diabetic sweet spot is that safe place, that place where you are safest living with your diabetes. With type 1, that means controlling your blood sugars as best you possibly can and making sure you're living a lifestyle which is not going to store up problems for the future. And with type 2, likewise, it's controlling your blood sugars as best you can. Likewise, it's living that lifestyle that makes sure that you aren't going to cause problems later in life. But actually, with type 2, it does take it a step further, because I believe that you can actually reverse your diabetes, or at least some people would term it, put it into remission if you have type 2. But it's not an easy thing. When I first recorded the interview that we're going to listen to today, I was pretty flying high with my diabetes in reversal or remission, and it was exciting times. And I'm playing the interview today partly to wake me up again to the benefits of having somebody in your life helping you with your diabetes and the importance of not going it alone. I come across many people who are very independent. They're very, very, they won't let other people in to help them. And quite often they will go into denial and they will not fight the diabetes the way that perhaps they should do. They could be so much better off if they were working with a team, or at least one person in their life who is holding them accountable, who is encouraging them, who is helping them. And that's what the interview is about today, really. It's about not being independent, not being proud and not accepting help from others, but really opening your hearts up and your minds up to actually, can I work with someone to help me live more healthily? That's what it's about, really. It's about having somebody in your life who can help you to live more healthily, controlling your blood sugars better. And you've heard me before talking about the importance of testing and measuring, and I really think this is important for anything you introduce into your life, you know, be it in business or be it in health or be it in exercise. If you are introducing something new, some new concept, some new diet, some new exercise, it's really important, if you want to know that it's worthwhile doing it, measuring your success. And that may sound fairly basic to some of you, but it's surprising how many people don't. And I know for myself, over the past few months, I've been a bit down, really, with a bit of an injury, and I've been down with, you know, the whole COVID thing getting on top of you and various other things as well. And it's very, very easy to take your eye off the ball and to do a bit of comfort eating. Wasn't able to exercise the way I wanted to. I mean, I used to be running 5 kilometers in about 26 minutes. Now I have to walk and run it, and it's taking me about 36 minutes. So I can still do it just about, but it's not good. And I have, well, I confess that I have dropped the ball. I've gone off the boil, so to speak. I'm not really on fire for being in control of my diabetes. And that's pretty shocking, really, when you think that I'm doing this show. But it just goes to show that actually how hard it is sometimes to really succeed. And that particularly it's because I have not really been accepting the help that I could have done. There's been several times recently where my wife has talked to me about things that I'm maybe eating, quantities that I'm eating particularly, and I've just sort of shunned it and haven't done her the justice that she deserves for trying to get involved in my life. And that's what this interview is about. It's about how we were involved in my life trying to improve my diabetes and how successful it was. And I've let it slip. So it's not all about confession this time. I'm not going to burst into tears or anything like that. But I would want to urge you not to be discouraged if you have let things slip a bit over the whole of this lockdown period, etc. Please do, make the effort now. It's not too late. You can still have another try. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be having another try to get my diabetes under control. I haven't sussed out exactly what way to do it yet, whether it's going to be a strict diet, whether it's going to be the low-carb program for diabetes.co.uk, whether it might even be the Allurium balloon, implementing that, which we talked about on a show a couple of weeks ago. I'm not quite sure yet, but one thing I am sure about is that I'm going to need the help of my wife, and I'm going to need the sweet spot buddy in my life that she will become, she will be, to really help me, to challenge me, to encourage me, to cook for me, and to hopefully put on the table and put in the fridge things which are healthy for both me and for the family. And that's the benefit of actually getting on top of your diabetes with your family, is that they should benefit from it as well. Because we do know that, of course, if you have got diabetes, then your family are much more likely to get it, partly because of the environment you live in and the foods you eat, and partly because of genetics as well, of course. So I suppose that it boils down to me saying, don't be independent. Let somebody into your life to help you. Make that commitment today to speak to someone, to speak to a loved one, a friend. Maybe it doesn't have to be a spouse. Maybe the spouse isn't the right person. Maybe it could be a son, a daughter, a dad, a mum. Maybe it could be a spouse. Maybe it could be a friend at work. Somebody who actually is going to hold you accountable. Sometimes it's even good to have a couple. You know, you have one who is maybe your wife or husband, of course. And then there may be somebody you've got at work. If you spend a lot of time at work and that's where you do your snacking, have them as a sweet spot buddy. Help them to get them to keep you accountable. The point is, though, don't be independent and don't be secretive about things. Be open about things and try and get it out on the table. So don't be independent. And we're going to listen to a song now. Any excuse I have to put a bit of Brucey Boy on, Bruce Springsteen. And one of my favorite songs, which is called Independence Day. I do hope you enjoy this. And during it, give some thought to who you can have as your sweet spot buddy. Then listen to what Tina has to say about working with me as my sweet spot buddy in the past. Enjoy the song, Independence Day, Bruce Springsteen.
Papa, go to bed now, it's getting late. Nothing we can say is gonna change anything now. I'll be leaving in the morning from St. Mary's Gate. We wouldn't change this thing even if we could somehow. Cause the darkness of this house has got the best of us. There's a darkness in this town that's got us too. But they can't touch me now, and you can't touch me now. They ain't gonna do to me what I watched them do to you. So say goodbye, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day all down the line. Just say goodbye, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day this time.
chose the words, in the air we drew the lines. There was just no way that this house could hold the two of us. I guess that we were just too much of a same kind. We'll say goodbye, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day, all boys must run away. So say goodbye, it's Independence Day. All men must make their way, come Independence Day. Friends at homes. At night they walk that dark and dusty highway all alone. Oh, Papa, go to bed now, it's getting late. Nothing we can say can change anything now. This is just different people coming down here now, and they see things in different ways. And soon everything we've known will just be swept away. So say goodbye, it's Independence Day. Papa, now I know the things you wanted that you could not say. But won't you just say goodbye, it's Independence Day. I swear I never meant to take those things away.
That was Independence Day from Bruce Springsteen, and during it I asked you to think of somebody who you could support or be supported by, to become an accountability buddy, to make some decisions that actually this week, the week of Independence Day, July the 4th, is going to be a week where you're going to have a new beginning, just like the United States did. Many, many years ago. You're going to have a new beginning, which is going to change the course of your future life. A beginning which is going to allow you, if you have type 2, to hopefully reverse your diabetes. Or at least, whatever type of diabetes you have, to continue living life with better blood sugar control. Even small changes, small improvements to your blood sugar control over a long period of time are likely to prevent the onset of complications as early as they would do otherwise. Obviously, the target is to get into the safest possible place, into that sweet spot. And the safest possible place is to have normal blood sugars to reverse your type 2 diabetes or to live really, really well controlled with your type 1 diabetes. Now, I'm in a very lucky position that I do have a wonderful, wonderful sweet spot buddy, accountability partner, also called my wife. And it's today that I'm going to actually be talking with her and hopefully get her perspective on what it's like to live with somebody with diabetes. And of course, she has a double whammy in so much as she has myself, who has had type 2. Also, we have our daughter Jasmine, who has type 1. So she is very, very well equipped to be able to share with you her perspective of being a sweet spot buddy.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, without further ado, let me bring Tina on and let me ask her. So welcome to the show, Tina, and I suppose I should really do a proper introduction rather than just, you're my wife, which of course comes the top-notch thing to say is that you are my wife, and I'm very proud of that. But also you are the founder and president of NOW, which stands for Nations of Women, which involves you going into all different countries, really, trying to help women of maybe of underprivileged backgrounds, maybe where they're not able to express themselves, and trying to help them to be become something in themselves, to stand up and to dream dreams and to achieve things that they never thought would have been possible. That's probably an interview in itself, but we won't go too much into detail with that, but obviously you're very involved with a lot of ladies around the world. Mm-hmm. Also, you're the co-founder, of course, of Undefeated, and practice manager of our podiatry practices, Circle Podiatry, here in London and Surrey. Mum of four and patient wife of myself. Thank you for joining us. And today I just wanted to really talk a little bit about your role in my life and in our daughter's life as well. I've already primed the listeners a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. Yeah. The whole concept of being a sweet spot buddy, which you are to me, yes.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm delighted to be here and excited to be able to share my experiences for your listeners around the world. So thank you again for having me.
No problems. Thank you. So, first off, how important do you see the role of somebody as a sweet spot buddy in the life of a person with diabetes?
Again, you know, I can mostly draw from my own personal experience of, you know, when you had your diagnosis, and then, of course, when Jasmine had her diagnosis as well. And then, of course, you know, through the work we do in Undefeated, you get to hear other people's stories as well. So that's where I'm primarily going to be drawing, you know, my thoughts and sharing, you know, from. Now, how important is it to have a sweet spot buddy in your life? I'd say it's pretty important because, you know, it's like, I mean, if the person is family, then of course, you know, you automatically are in that space of wanting to help, you know, support somebody who's part of your family. But let's assume the person's not family, but it's a friend. Again, I think it's the same sort of thought process, as in, you know, that person is a friend, but it's a friend that means something to you. And so a sweet spot buddy essentially is that person who helps you to hold yourself accountable. I didn't think I actually held you accountable. I helped you to hold yourself accountable. That was the path I chose to go anyway, was to help you to hold yourself accountable, because people change, people get results when they are responsible for their own choices and actions and consequences, etc. When people, you know, have the responsibility for themselves, you get the best results. So essentially, the role of the sweet spot buddy, I would say, is you are the primary person who helps to support the person, the patient, to hold themselves accountable for their actual choices, whether they eat, what they don't eat, their mood, everything else in between. You're there to help them to figure it out.
Okay, I can certainly remember some times when you were challenging me, but no, I think on the whole, yes, you were. It's true to say you were probably empowering me.
Challenging is my way of supporting you. You know, challenge, support, fight them, kick them, or whatever it is. You know, whatever you've got to do, whatever it takes to help that person. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, you definitely. I did feel empowered to be able to change my lifestyle, I guess.
Thank you.
So thank you, yes. What sort of specifics would you define as being the role of somebody who is looking to help somebody with their diabetes?
Personally, I would say, you know, you don't necessarily have to have, let's say, you know, qualification of any medical background of any sort. But number one thing is you want to understand how the diabetes actually affects that individual, because diabetes affects people differently. So you've got to understand how does it affect that person? What are their symptoms? What are their, what do you call it, you know, how symptoms, but also, for example, when Jasmine was going to have a low, you know, or a hypo, she knew what her symptoms were. She knew how she felt. You want to understand those things. And you almost want to be aware, not just aware, but all like alert to those. You have to be, you have to have an awareness almost all the time. And sometimes help them, catch them before they fall. So number one is you want to understand, how does the diabetes affect this person? What are their warning signs? Or what are their symptoms? Both for a hypo and a hyper, and also what space does the person want you to occupy? Because I remember having a conversation with you between the two of us, and there's a, how do you want me to help you? And one very specific example was we were in the space of loads of business awards. Now you go to business awards, there's all sorts of yummy stuff to, you know, to eat. And sometimes, you know, people, or networking, you know, business meetings, people, you know, be like, have this, have that, have that. And how do you say you're not going to have it? And so I remember us having a conversation, how do you want me to support you in those environments? And we agreed that, you know, if you offered something sweet that, you know, you know you don't want to, I mean, there's no point eating it and then coming to suffer, would be like, oh, actually, you know, I'll hold it for you, for example. And so I would, you know, hold that and then find a way to put it away so you didn't have to feel obliged to eat those. So you want to have an agreement with the person on how they want you to support them. Because otherwise, you just piss them off. Excuse my French.
Okay.
I love that language. I don't swear, by the way. That's like, that's probably the worst word you'd hear from me. Is you just annoy them and irritate them, which is not really what you want to happen. Because if somebody finds it irritating, annoying, or like always, you know, on their case, then they're going to avoid you. Then, you know, you're not going to be able to have the effect, the positive effect that you want to have on that person's life.
Okay. I'm going to rewind to what you were saying a little bit at the beginning there, because you talked a little bit about knowing didn't say the word knowing, but understanding what the person's going through, being aware of the hypo situation, etc., for somebody with type 1 or on certain medications. Yeah. It basically reminds me of what we're trying to get people into anyway, which is the diabetic sweet spot, which of course you're very familiar with, and the listeners probably fed up with me banging on about it as well. Diabetic sweet spot, just to remind and tell any new listeners, is where somebody has the right knowledge of diabetes, the awareness of their own personal risk, and then they're doing the final thing, which is acting. Which of those three areas do you think the person who is the sweet spot buddy can help most with?
Most of all would be the knowledge, but awareness, I think. Because with the action, if somebody doesn't want to take an action, unless you're forcing them or literally lifting them, they're not going to budge. And you still want to know what sort of action do they have to take in this sort of situation. For example, you know, Jasmine is a type 1, and if she had a hypo where she can't help herself, I need to know or the sweet spot buddy, or, you know, whoever is around her or supporting her, needs to know what actions you need to take in this sort of situation. So that's kind of like different. But you wanna have the knowledge about their diabetes, you know, like I said at the beginning, and then the awareness of how that presents a risk. You know, how does that change their risk? So understanding yours, understanding Jasmine, I need to then become aware of, if we go on holiday, you know, how does this whole situation change? And so therefore my role, my supportive role, sort of changes a bit, because I'm aware of how that risk, you know, is changed because of something as simple as change of environment.
That's a really good point, actually, change of environment. And it's very easy for someone to overlook that and not think about it. And if you've got that other person with you, not that every sweet spot buddy has to go on holiday with you. If it isn't your spouse, it might be a bit weird asking them to come on holiday with you. But having that awareness of the risk, and you know, two minds are greater than one in that respect. Okay, so what would your advice be if someone is at this point, they haven't got that person in their life, mm-hmm. and they're thinking of approaching someone, choosing somebody mm-hmm. to be their sweet spot buddy. Mm-hmm. Have you got any advice on who they should think about choosing, the type of person? Or
yeah, I always say, you know, when you're choosing someone to hold you accountable, you want to have somebody that you respect. You've got to have somebody that you respect, somebody that you look up to. Because then when it gets tough and they're stretching you, that's what makes the difference. But you know, if you're, we have this proverb in Ghana, it says, you know, two black pots sitting down, or two black, you know, the pot and the kettle, you know, they're both black. Does that make sense? So birds of the same feathers flock together. If you're lousy, you don't take much, you're not bothered, you know, how you're doing, if you're not bothered about yourself and that kind of stuff, and you choose the sweet spot buddy who's also the same as you, you're asking for trouble, because like, where's the change gonna happen, right? So never choose somebody who's like you. Always choose somebody that you, number one, you have great respect for, number two, that you look up to. And because that is what they're supposed to be there to challenge you, to stretch you, to question some of the choices that you're making, right? And don't forget that you're choosing this person for a good reason. You're choosing them because you need that. If you were able to give yourself that, you wouldn't be choosing them. So don't forget the reason, the purpose why you're choosing that person. Why are they there? They're there to help me when it gets tough. So when it gets tough, if I respect them, I will listen to them. If I look up to them, I will listen to them. If I know they love me and I trust them, and they, you know, they, I love them, I trust them. You know that what they share with you, they're sharing from a place of love, from a place, you know, and you trust that actually they're sharing, you know, actually, you know, you can't eat that cake because they love you. And I remember at one point, the kids used to, this was ages ago, you know, the kids would be like, oh, daddy, can have this and you have that. And I remember one point saying, you know, the fact that you love them doesn't mean you always have to take it, right? Because eating that and taking that all the time, you're eating yourself to death, right? And then what have you left to those kids? Nothing, no dad, right? Because you have to tell them to stop. No, I'm not going to be able to eat that. And why was I able to do that or say that to you? You were able to receive that and change that because you knew I loved you, but not just that, but because you knew I was speaking the truth from a place of love. So it makes it, even though it's uncomfortable to receive those kind of, I guess, support, if you will, or challenge, but because you know this person has my interest at heart, it makes it easy. You'd go away, you think about it and think, actually, yes, there's truth there. So those, in my opinion, those are the three things. You've got to have respect for them. You've got to look up to them. And you've got to trust them that whatever they're telling you, that they're actually telling you from the place of love.
Brilliant. And when you were saying all those things, the one word that came to my mind was, you're looking for someone who's going to be your rock, who is not going to sway by the emotions or whatever, but it's going to be solid for you. So thank you for that.
A pleasure.
What do you think is the most rewarding thing about being My sweet spot, buddy.
Oh my gosh, we actually want to put that on radio. I'm joking, by the way. And they're most rewarding. I think for me, it was, you know, like being able to talk freely and openly about, you know, how I felt that the kids, you know, like giving you stuff that we both knew was, you know, was not going to help you. But sometimes, you know, as kids, we easily say yes to them. But one of the rewarding times was, I think it was Inter, actually, Ayunga's daughter. And she gave you, I can't remember what it was, but it may have been, I mean, it may have been scones or something. I said, no, I'm not going to be able to have that today. But put it in the fridge, you know, I'm like, this week I have one day, and you are able to kind of like say no, but in a loving way, and explain to her why it wasn't going to be okay for you to eat it then. Does that make sense? And somebody else can have it or whatever it is. I felt really proud because it was like, wow, you know, actually he heard what I said, and he thought about it and recognized the fact that, yes, I love these kids. I'm saying yes to them because I love them. But actually by saying yes, I'm going to deprive them of the biggest, you know, the biggest part for them, and that is having a dad. And so the love changed. The love you had for them changed, and that empowered you to be able to say no. So I was like, I was so proud. I thought, wow, yay, we're going to grow old together. So that was one of my
already growing old together.
Yeah.
Well, I am anyway.
Oh yes.
Okay. What about the most challenging thing?
Most challenging. I mean, that was really, I think, before you reverse the diabetes, really, because I used to struggle with, like, I mean, we're a bit different because I personally don't care who it is, what it is. If something's not right for me, I just say no. And sometimes I just, where we're different is you would offer them a reason why. And I'm like, I don't need to justify myself to, you know, you ask me a question, I gave you an answer. I don't need to give you a reason for my answer. That's it. So that's where we're different is like, I would just say no, done. Whereas you are a bit different. So the challenging part was trying to really, for myself, actually thinking in my headspace how I was going to have that conversation with you, in the sense of I wanted to grow old with you, because at the end of the day, the kids have got their life, they grow, they leave, right? And then, you know, then what about us? So it was being able to go in my headspace and think of a kind way of presenting my case to you as to why it was important to change that side of loving the kids. Does that make sense? That don't love them to the point that to your death. Does that make sense? Because that just wasn't going to be worth it. So it was challenging for me because I was thinking, am I being too selfish? What is it? But then I thought, you know, hang on a minute. These kids also, if I'm growing old with you, it means their kids get to enjoy you too. So I'm not actually being too selfish. And then again, it was like, okay, but he's my husband. But, you know, so again, you want to find a balance of how you're communicating, maybe your thoughts of what you're observing as a sweet spot buddy. It's not my place to tell you how to live your life or how to do stuff. I have a moral responsibility, or because I'm a sweet spot buddy in that role, I have a moral responsibility to share my observation with you, that, or my opinion with you. That's how I see it. It's not my place to tell you how to live, but I have, as a sweet spot buddy, you have been placed in that role to be able to share your opinion in truth. And then what that person does with the truth is up to them. So that was the challenge I had, was fulfilling that role in a way that was positive long term. I guess because of the underlying relationship, i.e. being husband and wife as well. So again, finding the right language, the right moment. Those are all challenging because these are difficult conversations to have with anyone. It's like, you know, don't love someone to your death. I mean, that was difficult. I had to tell your husband, you know what, I'm watching you eat yourself to death. I'm watching you saying loving your kids to the point that's going to kill you. Like, you know, it's so hard. That was, if I had to pick a most challenging time, that was a really challenging time for me.
Thank you. Okay, I asked for it, didn't I?
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
One last thing, because the show today is really all about, I'm asking people mm-hmm. to, if they haven't already, get somebody in their lives. Yeah. Okay, so we've already talked about what somebody should look for in a sweet spot buddy. What is your advice to someone who might be listening, who is considering being a sweet spot buddy for someone? What is your advice? Maybe just really three concise little things to say.
Number one, it's not as scary as it sounds. It's actually quite rewarding, quite refreshing, being able to be, you know, the backbone, the rock. You use the word I love there, the rock for that person. And, you know, again, if I think of myself, like, you know, you've reversed the diabetes since July, summer 2016, where, you know, 2 years in. And, you know, it was a really, you know, like, hard as 8 weeks I've watched you put yourself through. But knowing that, hey, you know, I get to be a part of this. I really get to be a part of this change, right? This difference in this person's life, the difference between how long they live, you know, for how healthy their life is, and, you know, how long they have their feet for, if you want to think about that, right? And it's, I mean, that is so exciting to know that you get to be a part of somebody's life to that extent. So it's not as scary. It is rewarding. It can be challenging, but, you know, the question is, you know, somebody considering, number one, it's not as scary as it sounds. Number two, it is exciting. It's rewarding in the sense that you get to be, you know, part of the difference, the change, how healthy that person is and how long they live, right? And then number three, I would say is, it's not your place, in my opinion, anyway. It's not your place to decide what they do with their lives or how, you know, what choices they make. But it's absolutely 100% your place to tell them your opinion, 100% your place to share with them your heart's truth, 100% your place to tell them how they can make better choices, 100% your place to tell them how, you know, what other options, you know, the plan B, essentially. But you do that in truth, and no matter how hard it is, I encourage you to speak it out, because whatever is there, go away, think about it, and imagine they turn it around. It is the best thing you can ever have done, the best gift you could have given anyone.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you. That's a really, really, really encouraging thing for anyone to hear there. And hopefully, listeners, if you are somebody who hasn't got diabetes and is considering being a sweet spot buddy, and of course, if you have got diabetes, you can still be a sweet spot buddy to somebody else with diabetes.
Yes.
Then, hey, let's all decide to actually help somebody.
Yes.
Because as Tina said, it's extremely rewarding for you as well as, of course, for the person with diabetes.
Yes.
So thank you, Tina, very much for your time today. Thank you for the thoughts, and no doubt we will have you on the show again.
Thank you.
In the future.
Thank you. Do I have 30 seconds to add something? Because you asked about, you know, what's the most exciting or the proud, and I have to say, not just because you're my husband, actually, I'm incredibly proud of you, because like 2 years in, having reversed diabetes, and, you know, off all your medication for, I mean, it was hard, you know, that part of that time where you were working towards, you know, changing that aspect of your life was really hard. And boy, am I so glad that I stuck through, because I mean, you listeners, I was making like salad and some weird, you know, grass. I literally turned this man into a cow. He was just eating grass, in my opinion, anyway, for like 8 weeks, right? But, you know, seeing that you were committed to making that difference, making that change for not just yourself, but for us, I knew you were serious. And so that also upped my commitment to say, actually, and if he's willing to put himself through this for 8 weeks for us, then I better pull my weight and I better make sure that I support you 100%. So I am incredibly proud of you that, you know, to see you, you know, dedicate to yourself to, you know, that process and actually just getting to the end of it, but not just the end of actually maintaining that, you know, it takes some guts. And it really takes a lot of strength, inside strength, inner strength, and commitment to oneself to take that journey, to get to the end of that journey, and most importantly, to maintain that. So I am incredibly proud of you, and thank you so much for making that change, not just for yourself, but for us as well. I'm very grateful.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
So the diet Tina was talking about there was called the Newcastle Diabetes Reversal Diet, which many of you will have heard us talking about on here before, yeah. With Roy Taylor on here who designed it. So thank you for your time, Tina.
Thank you again. Now I have nothing more to say. Okie
dokes. Well, we will say goodbye for now then.
Yes, thank you again for having me on the show. Very delighted.
Cheers. Wow, wow, wow. I'm truly blessed to have Tina in my life as my wife and also as my sweet spot buddy. And that brings us to the end of the show again this week. I hope that you have found it helpful. I, for one, certainly have done, because I actually do stand convicted by some of the things we were talking about there. I haven't let Tina necessarily do her job as my sweet spot buddy over the past couple of years or so let's go for it. Let's blame the lockdown. Everyone else is blaming lockdown for increased weight. Lockdown, injuries. I've got all the excuses. I'm sure you have too. But certainly my weight has come on again. My blood sugars have escalated a bit again, and I really do need to do something about it. So I'm really grateful for the fact that I could find that previous recording there done a couple of years ago, which we had on a show then, and that I was able to use that again now, hopefully to help you guys, but also actually just to really give me a push in the right direction too, and to rekindle that relationship with Tina as my sweet spot buddy, because it does take two to tango, so to speak. You can have a sweet spot buddy and they can be putting all their effort into it and really helping you, and yet you can be fighting it and doing things which you shouldn't be, and that's pretty much the case. You know, I stand convicted. So hopefully you will hear from me over the coming weeks that things have changed a bit, and I hope you also will have taken to heart some of the things we talked about there. It is important to have someone on board to really be able to help you to get that that victory in your fight against high blood sugars, against diabetes being out of control. You are the one that needs to be in control of it. You want to have victory over it, and I really hope and pray that this program today, and also that the other shows that we do and will be doing in the future, are really going to be helpful to you in your walk with diabetes, that you can actually be in the driving seat of it. You can control it. You can have victory over it. And that brings me to our final song of the day, which is called Victory, and it is by the violinists Bond. I hope you enjoy them. That was a wonderful tune called Victory by Bond. I hope you enjoyed it. We played it because we want you to have a victory over your diabetes. We want you to be in the driving seat of it. We want you to be able to get your blood sugars under control. We want you to be in the diabetes sweet spot. And we want you to try and get involved with other people in your life who you can call your sweet spot buddies, or particularly one sweet spot buddy who will really hold you accountable, encourage you, challenge you, and do things with you to help you to fight that diabetes and to get your blood sugars under control. If anything has really prompted you, made you think today, you know what, I've got a story to share, I think my story can encourage others, or maybe you have a problem that you want us to talk about, something that you're intrigued about regarding diabetes, about our approach to trying to help you, then please do get in touch with us. You can contact us via email at contact@undefeated.org, contact@undefeated.org, and that is spelt with all E's, as I'm sure any of you who are regulars here will know by now. Undefeated, that is the name of my non-for-profit organization that helps people with diabetes prevent amputation. And the core way of doing that, yes, it is about foot care, but the main thing, the most important thing overall, is getting your blood sugars under control, because it's the blood sugars not being in control which does cause those effects on your feet, on your kidneys, on your eyes, on your cardiovascular system, etc. So please, please do try to get in that diabetes sweet spot. And if you're not sure what I mean by that, then you can look at some of the back catalogue of the Health Triangle magazine, where we have talked in depth about the different processes in getting into the diabetic sweet spot, and also likewise on previous shows here. So previous shows here, you can go to our bit.ly link, which takes you to all the back catalogue. That's bit.ly/diabetesradio, and you'll find all the previous shows there. And the Health Triangle magazine, if you go to the UKHealthRadio.com website, you'll be able to subscribe there and see what that's all about. There's all the presenters here and many other people as well do submit articles every month, and there are some great ones on there. And specifically, of course, my one is about diabetes. I also do one about foot health as well. Anyway, that brings us to a close, and I hope you have had a great time listening today, and I hope that you will listen to us again. And please tell all your friends if you they've got diabetes, or if you know that someone has diabetes in their family, then again, they can listen to this show and learn how they can help that person in their family. Most of all, have a wonderful week ahead of you, and keep safe, keep well. God bless. And that's it for this week, folks. You have been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. All that remains is for me to be able to say to you, have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetic sweet spot, living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. And I look forward to sharing with you again next week. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.